You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Former President Donald Trump is coming back to the Badger State. He's set to hold a rally in Prairie du Chien on Saturday, the adopted hometown of Derek Van Orden, one of his biggest supporters in the House of Representatives. Van Orden is being challenged by Democrat Rebecca Cook in November. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign is currently on a bus tour throughout Wisconsin. Today, they're in Appleton, Green Bay, and Beaver Dam. The last time Trump was in Wisconsin, it was in Wausau just about 2 weeks ago. And former Governor Tommy Thompson says he wants former President Donald Trump to campaign in the state's two bluest counties. He says Wisconsin is not a done deal for Kamala Harris and says Trump's team should come to Dane and Milwaukee counties, which he called, quote, the belly of the beast. In 2020, Joe Biden won 75% of the vote in Dane County and 69% of the vote in Milwaukee County. So it's yet to be seen whether the Trump team will take that advice. Political parties are putting a lot of effort into the youth vote here in Wisconsin. Some analysts say young people alone could decide the election. Ever since Kamala Harris was named the nominee, there has been about a 20% jump in enthusiasm from Wisconsin voters age 18 to 29. That means social media may play a bigger role than ever. Hilario De Leon is chair of the Milwaukee County Republican Party.
Everyone's on it. We get our news from it. I have a TikTok account. I have my own social media platforms that I do. Any major, you know, corporation, company, sports team, political group, they all have social media.
Matthew Lehner is chair of the College Democrats of Wisconsin.
Social media is one of the big reasons why Janet Protasiewicz did so well in the 2023 Supreme Court election. I think you're going to see that again in 2024.
14% of young Wisconsin voters are still undecided. That's more than double any other age group. New numbers show the job market has rebounded in Wisconsin since the pandemic, but it's not equal across the state. The nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum found while overall Wisconsin has more jobs now than it did in 2019, that doesn't mean every county is advancing in that category. 42 of Wisconsin's 72 counties have fewer jobs than they did before the pandemic. That means the state's strongest economic areas, like Dane and Milwaukee County, are carrying a lot of those jobs. And COVID-19 is on the rise here in Wisconsin. It's been spreading more and more since the end of June, according to the state's wastewater data monitoring program. But soon you'll be able to order more tests for free. The federal government is reviving its free tests by mail program. You'll be able to go to covidtest.gov and order 4 nasal swab test kits. All we know is that the program is set to go live in late September. Officials haven't given a specific date yet. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Green Bay police are recommending homicide charges against an 18-year-old Green Bay man in connection with the shooting death of 21-year-old Brandon Ramirez of Green Bay on August 7th. Ramirez was dropped off anonymously at the hospital where he died 2 days later. Police haven't released the suspect's name, but said they were arrested Saturday in another jurisdiction for an unrelated incident. Something smells fishy in Oshkosh. Well, maybe not fishy, but definitely unpleasant, unwanted, and sour. Residents in the south side around Oregon and Michigan streets near 7th, 8th, and 9th Avenues are noticing a foul, sour smell permeating buildings. Director of Public Works James Raby says that they haven't been able to nail down the source. He's encouraging people who smell the odor to contact Public Works as they try to track it down. A metal fabrication plant in Wautoma is closing, leaving 43 people jobless. The Mayville Engineering Company is closing the facility on Division Street. A letter was sent to the Department of Workforce Development explaining the closure is expected to affect the entire facility and be permanent. On November 16th, the first round of layoffs will begin, and the second wave happens November 22nd. The League of Women Voters of Winnebago County will hold forums for voters to get to know the candidates in the local elections. Democrat Christopher Larson and Republican Susan Snyder are running for Winnebago County Register of Deeds. The forum will be Thursday, 6:30 at Oshkosh City Hall. Candidates for Wisconsin Assembly District 53, Republican Dean Coffert and Democrat Dwayne Shukowski will appear in a forum on October 3rd at Nina Public Library. Meanwhile, the League of Women Voters has invited candidates for the U.S. Congressional District 6, State Senate District 18, and Assembly Districts 54 and 55 to participate in forums. Democratic candidates have agreed to participate, but Republican candidates either didn't respond or declined to participate. The League of Women Voters will not hold a forum with one candidate. A 24-year-old Peshtigo man was sentenced to 25 years in federal prison Friday after he pleaded guilty to sexual exploitation of a minor. As part of his plea agreement, Zachary Zestoniak admitted to using social media platforms to use coercive techniques to force minors from Oconto County and Northeast Wisconsin to send him sexually explicit videos. When released, Zestoniak will serve 25 years extended supervision and will be required to register as a sex offender. Already serving a life sentence for murder in Alabama, 25-year-old Caleb Anderson is sentenced to life in prison in Brown County for the 2022 murder of Patrick Ernst. A restitution of over $13,000 was also ordered. According to court records, Anderson went on a three-state crime spree that started with the sexual assault of a woman in Michigan, led to Green Bay where he murdered Ernst, stole his car, and then drove it to Alabama where he killed Dwight Dixon before being arrested. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Packers prep for Minnesota. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay is 2-1 heading into this Sunday's matchup with the Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said they know all about Vikings running back Aaron Jones.
He's a problem. He is, and he looks really good. And I've been able to watch him a little bit. Certainly, he's one of my favorite players that I've ever had the privilege to coach, a guy like that, just in terms of how he goes about his business, and still got a lot of love for him.
LaFleur said he's not sure if Jordan Love will be ready to go this week.
Well, we'll see. I mean, again, I think anybody that saw what happened to him, I mean, that's a legitimate injury. So, you know, he's working through it. He's doing everything in his power. He wants to be out there, and you know, we want him out there.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain, but could return this week. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Brewers have six games to play in the regular season. They are in Pittsburgh for three games starting tonight before a home series with the Mets. The playoffs start in October. And the kickoff times for the next two Wisconsin football games are set. They'll be at USC on Saturday with a 2:30 p.m. start. Then they come home to play Purdue a week from Saturday at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clement, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba.
If you can stomach the topic, there will be a new docuseries about Sean Combs. The New York Post reports that the Investigation Discovery Network is behind the series. The creators of Quiet on the Set, the Dark Side of Kids TV docuseries, will produce. Quiet on the Set exposed the toxic behind-the-scenes environment on some popular kids shows. The project does not have a title yet, but will feature alleged victims. Teachers don't get paid nearly enough unless they're on TV. The cast of Abbott Elementary received a lot of critical acclaim through the show's first three seasons. It's all paying off now as they are getting what Deadline reports are major salary bumps. The Abbott cast won the Acting Ensemble Award for Comedy of the 2022 Screen Actors Guild Awards. The show has also won multiple Emmys and Golden Globe Awards. The show's fourth season premieres Wednesday, October 9th on ABC. Sabrina Carpenter is on a bit of a roll following her win for Song of the Year at this year's Video Music Awards. So what's next? How about a Christmas special? A nonsense Christmas special. Yes, that's the title. We'll feature musical guests and comedy with a dash of celebrity cameos. Carpenter says the special will really jingle your bells, and it will drop December 6th at 9 p.m. Eastern on Netflix. A few nights ago, country star Zach Bryan got a little sauced and took a shot at Taylor Swift on X Twitter. The Swifties performed a Twitter takedown on Bryan until he went into ex-Twitter witness protection and deactivated his account. Bryan took to Instagram, where the Swifties are still allowing him to function. He offered an apology, saying he is going through a hard time, appreciates all Taylor has done for music, and never wants to show malice toward another human being. He closed the post with "Don't drink and tweet," and then was ordered back to the corner by the Swift army, where he continued sucking his thumb. Netflix released a trailer for the new Sam Raimi film called Don't Move. The Hollywood Reporter says the thriller is about a grieving woman who heads to the woods to find peace, but instead finds a man who injects her with a drug that will paralyze her. The movie will premiere on Netflix October 25th, and the trailer can be seen on YouTube. The Office is the gift that keeps on giving. Remember Creed Bratton? The creepy, enigmatic, elderly employee who had no idea what his job title was or what he did at the company? Bratton recently posted a photo on Instagram with his fellow office mates, Dwight, Oscar, and Meredith. Fans flooded the post with comments. In his years since The Office, he has been acting and working as a musician, which is how he got his start in show business. And in case you're wondering, Creed was in charge of quality assurance. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A few sprinkles this morning, otherwise it'll be partly cloudy today with a high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind northeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight it'll be clear, 47 tomorrow, sunshine 75 by Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.